Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hello, and welcome to your Monday. No, I'm just screwing with you.
No, it's Friday. Yeah.
It's your Friday edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, as always, Kyle Swagger. Yeah, it's the 20th of March. 2015. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours in around 5 minutes. Did I mention it's Friday? Wow! Yeah, it's Friday. Yeah. All right, you naughty little person, you. Are you running pirated Windows software? Well, if you are, it seems that Microsoft is going to forgive you. A little. It seems that Microsoft has, they've given up. They've thrown in the towel with people pirating Windows. Whatever. You, yes, you. Can upgrade to Windows 10 for free too. But there's a catch. Since your Windows is not genuine, yes, you can upgrade to Windows 10, but it ain't gonna be supported by Microsoft. Mm-mm-mm. The actual statement for Microsoft saying anyone with a qualified device can upgrade to Windows 10, including those pirated copies of Windows. But while the pirated version of Windows can be upgraded to Windows 10 free of charge, the upgraded operating system will not be supported. Oh! Personally, Microsoft is probably just in your best interest. If it's going to make it free, just go ahead and just make it free. Last thing we need is a bunch of friggin' more bots running around the world. And besides, you gave all the little pirates out there a little hope. Yay, we still got a job. We still got a job. Focusing on a bit of news in the UK. Yes, my terrible British accent. There it is. All right, eh? The UK's Chancellor George Osborne has made, basically his final budget statement before the general election. And as expected, technology is at its main focus. So where is some of your tax dollars going to? Well, some of it's going to those driverless cars. Yeah, the government is actually already funding a few of those driverless cars across the UK. Osborne is promising £100 million investment in the research and development of intelligent mobility. You can also see your tax dollars at work with better broadband. Slow broadband speeds and non-existent coverage has been a huge problem for the UK, and Osborne says he wants to raise the UK's legal service obligation from dial-up speeds to 5 megabits per second. £7.4 million of your tax dollars is going to go towards that. There's also the creative industries, particularly the UK game industry. They're going to get about 4 million taxpayer pounds, and the other one actually goes to being self-employed. And if you are self-employed, you might like the sound of this. Submitting annual tax returns is kind of a pain in the butt, and apparently the UK government seems to agree with that. So it's teasing a new digital tax account that will make it easier for both individuals and small businesses to manage their taxes online. The Treasury is going to be spending £10 million on research for this, spearheaded by the Alan Turing Institute. Now you know how much of your tax dollars will be at work. However, I cannot tell you how much of your tax dollars will be wasted.
The PlayStation View, yes, not a Bob Dylan song, but it could be. Ooh, what's on the view? How about you, dude? All right.
Well, anyway, Sony thinks that they can take their view to the next level. And they're hoping to also take some cord cutters along with them. I don't know if they're going to be able to do that when you hear the price. Starting at $50 a month. Yeah, that's kind of what you're paying for cable right now, isn't it? Yeah. You're going to get about 50 channels, a buck a channel. But they're saying even though you're paying cable prices, you're going to experience TV like you've never experienced it before. It's going to include most major U.S. broadcasters, that's including the local affiliates, a pretty good number of cable channels that you'd like to have, and it all streams at 720p resolution. Well, Sony says it's going to be freaking easy to watch whatever you want. If you want to pick a channel and just watch that live television, you can do that with the PlayStation Vue. But what Sony's really promising is they're going to put this all together for you in one cohesive environment. Sony's streamlined interface they're promising will show you regardless of whether it's live, pre-recorded, or on-demand content. If it's there, you click on it, you watch it. That's kind of nice, I guess. Everything else we pretty much already have. You just have to search around a little bit. Sony's just making it a little bit more convenient. Mind you, though, at $50 a month, you're probably still expecting to get a lot of television there. Well, you don't get HBO, you don't get ABC, no ESPN, no A&E, no History Channel, no BBC America, and no Disney Channel. AMC is supposedly on the way, but it's still in negotiations. As cool as it sounds, stick with what you got right now, I'd say. Until everybody in the money-hungry department can come together.
Germany, yes, the Germans, have banned Uber once again. Hashtag get out, now!
It's actually the second time in 7 months that a court has said, hey, get the hell out.
The Frankfurt District Court ruled this week that Uber has violated German's Public Transportation Act because the company's drivers do not possess the same permits that conventional taxi driver services must carry. Funny enough, though, Uber seems unfazed by this. Since the ban only applies to drivers without the national operator's permit, both the Uber Black and the Uber Taxi services, which only help permitted taxi drivers, can still be used. And finally, you ever had your nose broke? Ain't very fun, is it? Pretty much once it's broke, it never really ever goes back the same way it was. Would be nice if we could just, I don't know, fire up the printer and print us a new nose, if that ever happened. Professor Wong's team of researchers at the ETH Zurich, that's the Cartilage Engineering and Regeneration Laboratory, yeah, there's such a place, I guess, has found a way to bioprint a joint or nose cartilage that is designed to grow with the body over time. Now, right now, if you need a new nose, current cartilage transplant procedures rely on cell generation that doesn't evolve as the patient's joint regains function in the future. But 3D printing that little okie-bobby on your face are expected to reproduce and become part of the body's mechanism. Freaking sci-fi here, I'm telling you. Freaking cool, too. It's like doctor offices of the future. What are you here for today? Well, can you print me a nose? And while you're at it, hell, just print me an ear, too. This is starting to fall off. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Find our website at BritishTechNetwork.com. You can follow us on Twitter at British Tech. You can follow me on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. It's Friday, so you know what that means. It's Mac Show Day. Oh, yeah. 3 o'clock p.m. UK time is the Mac Show today. Ewan and the gang will be getting the Mac News on. There's been a little bit this week, so I'm sure there'll be a lot to discuss and probably fight over. Mac Show today, 3 p.m. UK time, right here on British Tech Network. That's going to do it for today's and your whole week of the BTN News Show. Thank you so much for tuning in all week and taking the time to download the show. I hope you have an excellent Friday. I hope you have a kick-butt weekend. We'll see you back here on Monday. And thank you, as always, for listening.